USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump moving to hit China with yet more tariffs. Trump ordering his trade office to look for $200 billion worth of products for additional tariffs at a rate of 10%, saying he wants to get China to change what he sees as unfair trade practices. The president saying a few days ago,
so last year, $375 billion in trade deficit. We had a $300 with China. We had overall over $800 billion over a period of years. Each year, close to $800 billion in losses on trade. Not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen.
That from an interview with Fox News. President Trump says it is sad that migrant children are being separated from their parents at the border, but he's again blaming Democrats for the problem, saying it could be solved quickly with congressional action. He's to discuss immigration with Republican House members this evening. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Amid great debate and in some cases outrage at a White House zero-tolerance policy for illegal immigrants coming across the border from Mexico with children, resulting in the separation of the kids from their parents, Senate Republican Lindsey Graham says cooler heads should prevail. He says there should be a compromise that could be reached.
We don't want to break families up, but we do want to make sure that if people are caught coming here illegally, they show up for their court date. That's the dilemma. So if a family is caught at the border, a mother and father and the children, what I want to do is make sure they stay together, but the parents show up for the hearing and they get deported together if they broke the law.
He was speaking last night on Fox News. A federal judge throwing out a Kansas law requiring voters to show proof of citizenship. The judge ruled that the law violated the 14th Amendment and the National Voter Registration Act. Under it, people had to show a passport, birth certificate, or other proof of citizenship to register to vote. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The city of Charleston, South Carolina, is considering issuing a formal apology for its role in slavery. Later today, the city council is to discuss that proposal, which notes the city's past regulation and support of human bondage. The National Park Service says 40% of African slaves came through Charleston. The proposal is not being welcomed by the South Carolina Secessionist Party. It's calling it a ploy to try and garner votes. The world's millionaires are richer than ever. A new report out today shows the combined wealth of people whose net worth is at least $1 million topped $70 trillion last year. Now, this is the first time it's ever been that high. The global consulting firm Capgemini's latest annual World Wealth Report shows millionaires' wealth grew by more than 10.5% last year. More than 60% of the world's millionaires live in the U.S., Japan, Germany, and China. And it's the 40th birthday of one of the most iconic video games of all time as Space Invaders was released in Japan on this date in 1978. It challenged players to control a laser cannon at the bottom of the screen while a horde of aliens slowly descended from the top of the screen. It's estimated to have made nearly $500 million by 1982. It entered the Video Game Hall of Fame in 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.